Duolingo used to be one of the most loved apps on the internet. This green owl was everywhere. It was a fun way to learn languages, it made learning addictive, had viral marketing stunts, and has tens of millions of daily users. It's one of the most successful app marketing case studies ever. But now, the users are turning on them. Or perhaps it's the other way around. One day, the CEO made an announcement. Duolingo will be AI first. But there's something much worse happening behind the scenes. What is this green owl hiding? Taking a look back, the story starts with a clear mission: to make language learning free, accessible, and fun. This was the founders, Louis von Ahn and Severin Hacker's goal. They wanted to create a school in your pocket, and at the end of the day, that's a great mission. They chose the owl, Duo, as their mascot, a symbol of wisdom. But soon, the owl would become something much more. So, what exactly is Duolingo? Well, it's a huge selection of free courses, categories, and daily challenges for nearly every language imaginable, even fictional ones from Game of Thrones or Star Trek. But the real genius wasn't the curriculum itself, but the gamification. Duolingo had behavioral psychology woven into everything. The big focus was on streaks, rewards, and most importantly, guilting users into using the app daily. It's the same trick that makes Snapstreak so addictive. This daily habit building was crucial, and to be clear, users loved it. It felt less like a college course on language and more fun. You had funny cartoon characters popping up, that iconic sound when you got an answer correct, and whatever strange things Duo is up to. Duolingo's strength came from its habit building. Not only did it lock you in, but you felt good keeping up a streak. You felt like you were learning every day. But there's one question. If Duolingo is making learning fun and free, how do they make money? In short, freemium. A portion for free with ads, but if you pay, you get more content and supposedly a better experience. The default model for mobile gaming, although Duo instead did it with learning. They also made money through tests and certifications, like the Duolingo English Test, a $59 certification recognized by over 6,000 universities worldwide. But the vast majority of their revenue was from subscriptions, over 80% in fact. By 2016, they had about 30 million monthly active users. That number floated around for a while, but then something shifted. In 2021, Duo went public on the NASDAQ. That's right. A language app had an IPO. They jumped from 49 million monthly active users to 74 million, and then to over 100 million. Duo was exploding. This app was now everywhere, and they started making bank. 531 million in 2022, then 748 million in 2024. Why the sudden explosion? Well, they became pros at guilt-tripping you if you miss a session, and the app fully embraced that. The messaging became, do your lesson or else, and instead of being annoying, they framed it as funny. Memes about Duo began spreading. The simple wise owl began to turn into an unhinged agent for chaos. It started feuding with other brands, or rather, everyone. Not only that, instead of sounding stuffy or too professional, Duo leaned into being more informal and authentic. Their TikTok was full of fresh content, often featuring someone dressed up in a full Duo suit, chasing users to complete their lessons. They collaborated with the viral Netflix series Squid Game, and their viral animations have tens of millions of views. Duolingo successfully transformed from just a learning app into a global brand that people wanted to follow and pay attention to. Yet, it would trample over all of it soon enough. One of the biggest privacy risks today isn't social media, it's your phone carrier. AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile have made headlines for data breaches and surveillance scandals. When they're not losing your data, they're selling it. That's why I'm excited to talk about today's sponsor, Cape. Cape is a secure mobile carrier built by experts in telecom, cybersecurity, and national security. It works just like AT&T or Verizon, but privacy and security come first. Even if you use VPNs or encrypted messengers, Those tools can't protect you from network-level attacks like SIM swaps, signaling exploits, and metadata leaks. CAPE fixes that by securing the foundation itself, your cellular connection. CAPE doesn't ask for your name, address, or social security number. Anything it does collect is automatically deleted as soon as possible. Its mobile core was built from scratch, giving full control over what's collected and how it's stored. That's what enables SIM swap protection, encrypted voicemail, and signaling attack defense, things no app or VPN can do. CAPE's been vetted by top security leaders like Dan Stuckey, CISO at OpenAI, and Dmitry Alperovich, co-founder of CrowdStrike. CAPE partners with Proton for discounted privacy tools, CAPE donates to GrapheneOS, and CAPE sponsors the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Obscure, their product for high-risk individuals, was even named one of Time's best inventions of 2025. Check out the link in my description and use my code LOGICALLY33 to get 33% off your first 6 months of CAPE. Thank you to CAPE for supporting our videos. Despite how good Duo seems on the surface, users began to notice some cracks. For one, not everyone was a fan of the gamification model. Many experts quickly pointed out that the intense focus on points or streaks actively pushes users to prioritize the game over actually learning a language. Oftentimes, even after months-long streaks, users found themselves with little to show for it, though it's hard to say where the fault lies with this. Many people saw Duolingo less as a serious way to learn a language and more as a game disguised as learning. Most just accepted this as the reality of the app, but then they noticed something else. In 2023, while still riding the high of their user growth, Duolingo began adding small AI features. Simple features like explain my answer or the ability to talk to an AI chatbot to practice language. Nothing wild, at least, not yet. Co-founder and CEO Louis von Ahn said, "I believe AI will allow us to eventually recreate the experience of a human tutor and scale it to everyone in the world. I'm so excited to share these incredible new features with millions of Duolingo learners." A seemingly good reason to add AI, but users weren't so sure. This was shortly after Duo laid off about 10% of their contractor staff, but things were only getting started. The company then announced that they would be going AI first. Louis von Ahn said, "We need to rethink much of how we work. Minor tweaks to systems designed for humans won't get us there." While he proclaimed in his memo that Duolingo would remain a company that cares deeply about its employees, that sentiment didn't seem to extend to their contract workers. In that same memo, he said Duo would gradually stop using contractors to do work that AI can handle. Duolingo framed this as innovation that would allow for faster expansion and personalized learning. But the reality seemed to be a cost-cutting measure. Human voice actors and language experts are expensive. AI generation, however, costs pennies on the dollar. Duolingo didn't realize how drastic the consequences would be, though, as the company's AI-first policy did not sit well with users. It began when users noticed a decrease in quality across courses. Duo already had some quality control issues, and it seemed that the AI content was just making this worse. Translation errors and inaccuracies began appearing more often. Even in more common languages like Spanish, it was still making obvious mistakes. Lessons began feeling repetitive and robotic, and it wasn't even just translations. Users were finding new app-breaking bugs that blocked progress. The backlash was instant and severe. One user commented, "I canceled my subscription after that news. There's at least some content in the English to Spanish course now that's AI-generated, and it sucks." Another user summed up the sentiment perfectly. "We don't want AI. We want real people doing good work. Goodbye, Duo." But this was unfortunately always the plan. We can't wait until the technology is 100% perfect. We'd rather move with urgency and take occasional small hits on quality than move slowly and miss the moment. But even some employees were sick of it, who were no longer writing lessons and instead training an AI how to write lessons. This was, of course, before they were laid off. "We had been working with their AI tool for a while, and it was absolutely not at the point of being capable of writing lessons without humans." The CEO quickly rushed into damage control, claiming he did not give enough context and insisting that Duolingo would not lay off any full-time staff. But the damage was already done. Yet, from here, things get a bit weird. Amidst all the backlash, Duolingo leaned even harder on its chaotic marketing. They deleted all of their TikTok videos and posted a strange, confusing video. It was a Duolingo crashout. Maybe they thought it was another clever marketing stunt, but users were just confused. Some thought the account was hacked, others were still annoyed by the AI move. Duo was becoming a bit too disturbing even for its Gen Z audience. The videos are all back up now, but despite the user fury, Duolingo still appears to be relying on AI regardless. They are paying for it though, as Duolingo stock has tumbled from over $540 a share to $340. Yet, it still gets worse. In the background, behind this public drama was something much more serious than a social media meltdown. On August 3rd, 2025, the law firm Levi & Korsinsky made an announcement. They informed investors that they were officially investigating Duolingo. Then, on September 13th, Pomerantz Law Firm announced something similar. The investigation concerns whether Duolingo and certain of its officers and/or directors have engaged in securities fraud or other unlawful business practices. Securities fraud. These are serious words. There are growing concerns that the company has misled investors. But how? Duo was growing absurdly fast, right? Well, according to Pomerantz, third-party data suggested that daily active user growth decelerated to approximately 39% year-over-year in the second quarter, a noticeable drop from about 51% in the first quarter. Yet, Duo seemed to be saying something else to investors. Louis von Ahn told investors in Q1, "Q1 was an outstanding start to the year. We added more daily active users this quarter than any in our history, highlighting the continued strength of our product and brand." In Q2, he said, "Engagement remained strong, and we've seen encouraging early signals from new product initiatives like our energy mechanic and chess course." If this wasn't true and behind the scenes user growth was free-falling due to AI, Duolingo could be violating federal securities laws. To be clear, these are just allegations and no guilt has been found. But these law firms found enough reason to be suspicious. These investigations are ongoing and we'll see how they unfold. But either way, things aren't looking good for this green owl. The app used to be fun. It was a massive brand people loved. It was unstoppable. And it seems like now they threw it all away. Duolingo succeeded first because it was a genuinely good app that built an ironclad habit. That daily streak was foundational to its success, turning language learning into an inescapable daily chore, much like brushing your teeth. Not only that, it was a habit that made people feel good, like they were learning and getting better at something. Duo connected with users emotionally, and speaking of connecting with users, if these videos have brought you any value, I would really appreciate a sub as we push towards 1 million subscribers. Duolingo won users with a quirky, crazy personality and scaled through trust. It was the funny, self-aware brand people wanted to follow, use, and talk about, but the shift to AI shattered that emotional bond. Not only was the quality worse, but people didn't feel as good using Duo. Short-term cost-cutting and profit at the expense of a long-term user trust and habit. A 650-plus day streak never felt so meaningless once I saw the AI news. It's not just Duolingo that went AI first and is regretting it. In fact, this is very much becoming a broader trend. Check out this video to learn more. But until then, I'm Hari, and I'll see you guys on the next one.